USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Friday's deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, carried out allegedly by a 28-year-old Australian man, an Australian police official says,
"We are in constant contact with our colleagues over in New Zealand, and we are offering them every piece of support we can in terms of their investigation."
The assistant police commissioner in New South Wales saying the suspect didn't have a serious criminal record there.
"He was known for minor traffic matters."
They also say the 28-year-old self-described white nationalist attacker from Australia is believed to have acted alone. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says it's absurd to suggest President Trump's rhetoric on immigration influenced the mass shooting. On Fox News Sunday, Mulvaney also said the president is not, as some claim, a white supremacist. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Boeing is reportedly putting the final touches on upgraded software and revised pilot training for the grounded 737 MAX 8. The upgrade meant to target the aircraft's flight control system after it was determined that a deadly crash involving a 737 MAX 8 in Ethiopia had clear similarities to another deadly crash involving the same type of plane in Indonesia last October. General Motors responding to several tweets by President Trump ripping the automaker for shutting down production at its plant in Lordstown, Ohio. GM responded late last night saying the future of that Lordstown plant and several others will be resolved between the automaker and the United Auto Workers under the terms of the national agreement. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, batting down a report that she was hospitalized after attempting suicide. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A million pounds of pork has been seized by U.S. Customs. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers do confirm they intercepted about a million pounds of pork that was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming through the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's already killed more than a million pigs in China. And if that virus got loose in the U.S., officials estimate it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The smuggled pork is going to be incinerated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office.
So, you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature, Wonder Park, at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, comes in at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Medea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.